Now, the rest of the story. John was a blind man running for his life. There was a warrant out for his arrest, and if he were caught, he would surely be killed, and yet with unseeing eyes, how and where could he hide? John's crime was treason. The government had an excellent case against him. You see, in 1642, civil war broke out in England. The Puritans, led by Oliver Cromwell, versus the followers of King Charles I, and after 7 years of fighting, the Puritans won, and King Charles was beheaded. Now, among the Puritans' most avid supporters was John. Repeatedly, John had called for the head of King Charles, and in print. Unsatisfied with talk of treason, John actually published it in three voluminous articles, which came back to haunt him. For in 1658, Puritan leader Oliver Cromwell died, and without him to hold things together, the Commonwealth quickly collapsed. Within 2 years, the monarchy was restored. The monarchists immediately began rounding up Puritans, particularly anyone who had helped bring about the execution of King Charles I, particularly John. And so John, 51 years old, already 7 years stone blind, ran for his life. Friends offered to hide him until the cries for revenge had died down, but the cries remained loud and clear. To a monarchist, regicide is the most heinous of crimes. And John, as encourager, had been an accomplice. He'd even boasted personal friends among the court which had condemned the former king, and yet there was some good news. Over the months that John stayed in hiding, sympathizers were pleading his case before Parliament and were begging for leniency. And gradually the names of traitors to be hunted and hung were made public. On June 20, 1660, the list was complete and John's name was not on it. So after what seemed an eternity in hiding, John emerged. His seditious writings were ordered burned. John was even imprisoned for 6 months and unceremoniously released, but he was alive. And suddenly, curiously obscure. And yet, as his story is retold, let it be remembered that the blind man escaped in the dark into a world of words. For all the time friends had kept him hidden, John was writing a poem in 10 books, an amplification of the Genesis creation and the subsequent fall of man. Over the years since, that mammoth poem has been called the greatest literary epic in the English language. And now you have a little better understanding of the perspective of the poet who wrote it. For you see, in 1660, the once highly praised Puritan, John Milton, was condemned as a traitor and threatened with death. Now I hope you have a better understanding of the man banned from Eden and forced into hiding, who all the while was writing in the dark something called Paradise Lost. Now that you know the rest of the story.